need you to fix his suit.
The suit is literal perfection.
It will be. When it fits a woman.
NerdErotic.com.
We have reached the end of Batwoman, and I have to confess, I have been secretly catching up on this show just for this video. I watched the finale last night, and it was painful in more ways than one. Now, we all know Rotten Tomatoes is full of crap, but occasionally, just occasionally, a show slips through the cracks, or a company doesn't pay Rotten Tomatoes to protect said show. And that looks like it might be the case for Batwoman, a show inspired by the success of Captain Marvel, a show that tried to one-up our intersectional feminist hero by going full alphabet. Turns out that the community that they have been pandering to likes quality entertainment as well, but that's not anything that's going to concern Greg Berlanti as he's counting his piles of money and overseeing his 18 TV shows. Still, Batwoman has received a well-deserved 13% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes. They had all year to bring that up, and it just didn't happen. Now, before we get started talking about our heroes failing Hollywood, I would like to humbly ask you to please consider subscribing to the channel and liking and sharing the videos. YouTube, once again, has made a change to the algorithm that is greatly favoring authoritative sources. And apparently, I know surprisingly enough, they don't think I am one of them, which I don't really blame them for that. But if you would please consider subscribing to the channel, I would appreciate it anyway, because it really does help. Now let's talk about Batman. I mean, I really did screw that up. Batwoman. Oh, shit. Again, Rotten Tomatoes is not a reliable source on most things. Of course, we had the protection of Captain Marvel, where they changed the rules of the platform just to protect this movie. Although it looks like Disney stopped making the payments. Then we had Disney's The Fall of Skywalker, which has had an 86% audience score since time of release. A statistical impossibility. And thank you to Ichibaka for that image. Please give him a follow on Twitter and subscribe to him on YouTube. The best example is still The Orville before Disney bought Fox. Season 1 had a 30% critic score. After Disney bought Fox, it had a 100% critic score. Now, I agree with the latter. It's one of the best shows on TV. Watch The Orville. Unfortunately, it looks like the CW doesn't have quite the pull with Rotten Tomatoes as Disney does. Now, the last time I did a Rotten Tomatoes video on Batwoman, it was after the first episode, and I stopped reviewing the show after the fourth episode. If you recall, after the first four episodes, I just thought it was garden variety CW trash. I didn't think it was necessarily that woke for the CW or that filled with identity politics or intersectional feminism for the CW, but I couldn't have been more wrong. They were just getting warmed up in the first 5 minutes of the finale alone. They have a prison escapee wielding two machetes and going onto a train, letting all the diverse characters go and Karen, and killing the white guy. Then Doug Ray Scott shows up, gets his ass kicked, then he gets saved from the 300-pound dual-wielding machete prison escapee by his 105-pound daughter. Oh, Doug Ray Scott in this show looks dead inside, doesn't he? Oh, what could have been. But Hugh is happy. Just in case you didn't know, Doug Ray Scott was supposed to be Wolverine and had to back out of the role due to a scheduling conflict partially caused by a shoulder injury. Anyway, back to Batwoman. Gotta say that slowly or another Batman might slip out. Now, I admit this is low-hanging fruit, and occasionally I do pick it. This is some of the worst storytelling anyone has ever seen. It's contrived, it's boring, it's superficial, and it's funny as hell. I will admit that. Remember, this is the series that has a superhero with a secret identity coming out. Meaning, if you were a villain looking for her secret identity, it has now been narrowed down to under 8% of the population. Wait a minute. This is the CW. Who the hell am I kidding? That narrows it down to 100% of the population. Never mind. Listen, Batwoman has its place in fandom. The CW has been a success in the past, but They strayed from their original path. I'm guessing the CW has lost a lot of viewers and Batwoman has lost a lot of viewers because it's missing one key element. Pull-ups on the ceiling. And I'm guessing when those stopped, that's when a lot of women stopped watching the CW. It was always our concern after Arrow Season 1, which was a promising beginning, that that show would descend and go full CW. Vapid characters, horrendous dialogue, terrible costumes, and people in hallways talking about their feelings. Or at work talking about their feelings, or in a secret hideout talking about their feelings, or in the Batcave talking about their feelings, or at Wayne Manor talking about their feelings, or on a rooftop talking about their feelings. Mixed in with 3 to 6 characters knowing a secret that one character doesn't know about, and once he or she learns the secret, they feel betrayed, then they make up with their friend, then they learn a secret, share it with 3 to 6 other people, and keep it from another character, and the cycle repeats. That's pretty much the review of any CW show, and it's no different for Batwoman. Now, the worst news of all was they finally introduced, sorry, spoilers, Bruce Wayne, in a way, to the CW universe, and we will get to that later in the video, but let's take a look at those ratings, shall we? So it started out with a decent opening, and it had 1.8 million viewers, and a 0.47 in that vaunted 18 to 49 demographic, and it lost half its audience by the end of the season, with a finale that was only viewed by 752,000 people overnight. Now, with digital and streaming, you can double that number, so it's 1.5 million, but that's still a loss of 50% of the audience because you have to do the same thing with the first episode ratings. Now, that vaunted 18 to 49% demographic, that is 0.2% of the entire demographic. It's not 0.2% of the people who watch the show. 0.20% of 128 million people, which is the amount of people within the 18 to 49 demographic within the United States, is 256,000 people who actually buy things watched this show, meaning the vast majority are 50-year-old dudes. Now, you compare this with the last season of Flash, and it's not even close. This is in its 6th season, and it got 1.076 million viewers and a 0.37 in the 18 to 49 demo. And here is the double-edged sword of playing the identity politics game. How many times have we seen this before? Now they have to give a show a second season, sink millions of dollars into something that they are going to lose money on. And guess what? We're not in an environment where Hollywood can afford to lose money anymore. So we will see if it actually happens. I'm guessing it does because they would not want the blue check marks coming after them. And of course, I have to keep Mahler and Rags in mind. They would be so disappointed if this show was canceled. Now let's head over to the critics on Rotten Tomatoes, or as I like to call them, and so do you, shills. And it's at 79% fresh. But if you hit the top critic score, 45%. Now, only 11 people were brave enough to review it, and I have to give credit to the 5 people who risked being canceled by giving this a negative review. But like I said before, those times, they are a-changing. Now, one of the only things worse than watching an episode of Batman is... Oh, I did it again. I'm going to keep it in there. Now, the only thing worse than watching an episode of Batwoman is reading a positive review of Batwoman. Of course, last night was the season finale for Batwoman, so naturally I would think there would be new reviews for Batwoman Season 1. So I head over to the critics, I click all critics, and in the words of Alice,
curiouser and curiouser.
Something strange happens. I see Pat Stacey from the Herald in Ireland, and I could have sworn I've seen that there before, prior to the May 15th, 2020 date that is shown on the review. So I click over, and I'm not at the Herald, I'm at the Independent. Okay, well, it might be called the Herald over here and the Independent over there, and the headline reads, Batwoman, DC's lesbian superhero falls prey to misogynist jerks. Well, that doesn't sound like a review, but okay, 3 stars, and it's from March 31st, 2020, so this can't be a Batwoman Season 1 review, but maybe she saw most of it. Let's read it. If comic book superheroes don't ring your bell, and they generally leave mine undisturbed, the chances are you're unfamiliar with the so-called Arrowverse, a franchise wherein live the heroes of half a dozen or so DC Comics television series, including Arrow, based on the Green Arrow, The Flash, Supergirl, and Black Lightning. I can't do that voice anymore, sorry. Overseen by producer Greg Berlanti, whose own superpower seems to be limitless energy, or booger sugar, they go out in the U.S. on Warner Brothers' youth-skewed network, The CW, and, except for Black Lightning, which is on Netflix, on Sky One in this part of the world. All right, this isn't a review. It's three paragraphs, and it's an overview of the series. All right, so we'll try another one, but unfortunately we can't because the next review comes from May 11th, 2020 from Michael Patterson at What Culture, and I've got a video coming out on them in the next week or so. And we'll click on over there. And there's no date at all, but the headline reads, Batwoman Season 1 Premiere, 7 ups and 3 downs from pilot. Batwoman makes her presence felt with a surprisingly strong debut offering. Well, that headline is not a surprise from What Culture, but what is a surprise is it's not a Season 1 review. What about the May 11th, 2020 review from Alex Page at Pagey? Oh, it's a video that came out July 25th, 2019. All right, what about this May 11th, 2020 review from Jeffrey Lyles from Lyles Movie Files? Batwoman Pilot Review, Season 1, Episode 1 from October 7th, 2019. I'm seeing a pattern here. All right, we'll try this one more time. The May 11th, 2020 Fresh Review from Sydney Buxbaum from Entertainment Weekly. Batwoman recap, holding out for a hero. Oh, okay. October 13th, 2019. What does this prove? What we already knew. Rotten Tomatoes is filled with shams and shills who don't even want to take the time to protect their beloved Batwoman. As usual, we have to go to those horrible, toxic fans. You know, the paying customers, the people who actually pay the bills. Unfortunately, not too many of them are watching this show. E&D, half star. Overall, just disappointing. Love the Bat Family, but rather than making a show about a heroic girl overcoming a great challenge to earn her place as the new guardian of Gotham, she just comes in, finds everything, including the Batcave, so easily, takes what she wants, dismisses any effort that Batman and her Uncle Bruce made, and in a very arrogant and self-entitled way decides she's the best at everything. Well, Ian, you just described the hero's journey. If her inner demon is entitled, then they got this show spot on, but not a show or basis for character development. Most fans of the superhero genre are interested in. The massive decline in viewers says everything about the show. WW, one star, so disappointing. Have they read the comics at all? No, they don't care about the comics. Nobody cares about the comics except for toxic fans. I can't wait till caring about the comics or honoring the source material becomes an alt-right dog whistle. Alex S., one star. I'm a Batman fan. However, I feel that a person who is working as a writer for a TV show should at least have some creativity and maybe a little passion for what they do. Reading a phone book is more interesting than watching this train wreck. This is what happens when you have an executive producer in Greg Berlanti who has a lot of energy, or maybe it's just booger sugar, who is way more concerned about how many shows he can produce and not really worried about the quality of each show. Harry B., one star, bad beyond belief. All the budget and choreography from the Adam West Batman without the charisma or excuse of being in the 60s. The acting and script go hand in hand. The same way mold and damp is a marriage made in hell. I mean, come on, when will they do something noteworthy of the DC Comics? When? Martin W., half star. Oh my God, this has to be one of, if not the worst program I have ever seen. Dreadful acting, awful script, no redeeming features, just avoid at all cost. Save your eyes from the terror that is Batwoman. Poncho R., half star, just awful. Awful writing, awful acting, awful action, awful production overall. Eric N., half star. I do not understand why they need to bash on Batman in order to elevate Batwoman. The story makes it hard to root for her, as some of the choices made by the characters do not make any sense. Didn't enjoy it, but happy to stop watching. Kink N for a half star. I'm starting to think that this show is being made to ruin Batman and DC Comics in general. To your point, Kink, we go briefly to CBR. Batwoman casts Alpha's star as Bruce Wayne. in the Batwoman season 1 finale, Warren Christie's Bruce Wayne made his Arrowverse debut with a twist. And this really is the worst news possible, and I know I can hear some of you out there going, Batwoman is harmless. No, it's not, and I'll explain in a moment. The Arrowverse has found its Bruce Wayne. In Old Mouse, the Batwoman season 1 finale, Alpha's alum Warren Christie debuted as Bruce Wayne, kind of, in order to trick her sister Kate Kane, Alice, disguised Tommy Hush Elliott as their cousin Bruce. She hopes Hush will be able to convince Kate to give up her shard of kryptonite, which is a whole other thing that we'll also get into in a moment, which she received from Supergirl during Crisis on Infinite Earths, as it is the only element on Earth that can pierce the Batsuit. That might be the case, but I'm guessing bullets can still shoot Kate Kane in the face. And that's how dumb this show is, and this is the bad thing about Batwoman. I've said it has its place, it has its fans, but it damages the brand. DC doesn't know what to do with these characters, so they give them to a guy like Greg Berlanti, and this is going to be the definitive version for a lot of people. Remember how much crap Batman 66 used to get for clowning Batman? It looks like Shakespeare compared to this stuff. Now, I have watched a lot of bad television in the last few months. Doctor Who, Star Trek Picard, Star Trek Discovery, and I think a lot of that has to do with the CW. The CW proves that Hollywood is where trends go to die while they're being produced by rich idiots. The CW and Rotten Tomatoes prove how lazy entertainment and entertainment journalism has become. There is a show out there right now that would be possibly the most popular show in the world. Game of Thrones level. It would bring millions of subscribers to HBO Max. That show? Batman. But instead, we're going to get a 105-pound model cosplaying as Batman, committing crimes with no consequence, releasing murderers, a horrible version of Hush, pirate lesbians, and another 13% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes, but at least this time, they can hide the ratings. I'll skip it. Until next time, everyone have a great day. Please like, share, and subscribe if you like what you heard. If you didn't like what you heard, I thank you for listening this long. I will see you in the next video.
NerdErotic.com. Please subscribe.